welcome to the Pinstripe Alley Bible Empire Batman X-Men podcast. I don't know the name of it quite yet, but the important thing is that we are back. I am back as your host, your lovable Greg Kirkland. I'm giving you a raise to the Pinstripe Alley vets. Still waiting for my presents. And so, what a horrible game tonight. Let's just get that right out of the way. We're recording this after the, what was the score? Anyone?
8-5.
Yeah, that's it.
8-5, good right? That's right. They scored 5 runs and didn't win.
It was
win
the first time all year.
Because history.
With Jason Nix.
We'll be insulting. Oh, yes. History with the Jason Nix. That would be a good one. Ugh. What an awful game. What an awful day, actually. It's been a really terrible day, and we're not even talking about the Cashman A-Rod crap. Let's just get right to it. Teixeira, out for the season. Anyone shocked?
Nay.
Not
even a little bit.
Not on this hour.
No. I'm not.
It seemed like the writing was
one of the
wall
reasons why I said they... Oh, yeah, that's why they couldn't get rid of Overbay, because that was bound to happen. You know, I haven't made a good Don't You Worry Lyle post in a while, which kind of shows you he's reverted back to being regular, terrible Lyle Overbay.
He did get the dinger tonight, though.
What's up? Yes, he did. And I was out, so I couldn't post my usual tweet for that. Oh, well. Actually, no, we should actually discuss who we are first. Besides myself, I'm taking up all the hogging. I'm hogging all the time here. So anyway, we have one returning host of the previous Pinstripe Alley podcast and 2 new ones joining us. Tanya, Waffles, Mother of Dragons. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Really?
No.
Yeah, it's hot. It's summer and the Yankees are in 2013 injury losing mode. And let's welcome 2 new, I was about to say faces, but you can't see us, so voices. Jason Cohen, our news machine.
Hey.
Yeah, if you're looking for news and almost, I would say, 3/4 of the posts on our site, Jason.
Okay, I resent that fact.
No, you all work hard. Right, Jason?
No.
No. Okay.
I will fire you.
That's right. You're in charge now. We've come a long way since the old podcast. I have to do what you say now.
Every time.
Exactly.
I'm not going to stop insulting you, though. Anyway, and our newest host, also, Andrew Mearns. I hope I pronounced that
yes,
right.
Yes, you got it.
All right. Fellow Zelda fan in the house.
Exactly.
Whoa. We'll be here.
Oh, you too.
Yes.
So, Tanya's the odd one out.
One of us.
She's just not part of the Triforce here.
Nope.
So, back to Tex. Any thoughts, anyone?
Well, if they want to compete, they're going to have to find somebody.
What do you mean? Lyle Overbay's sub-300 on base percentage is amazing.
I believe the word you're looking for is sexy.
It was really sexy the way he turned that walk into a strikeout tonight. Like, he gave him 5 balls, and he swung at, like, 8 of them. It was terrible.
Like, we saw
5 balls and Lyle Overbay's sexiness.
We saw the best of Overbay and the homer tonight, but then the worst of Overbay, and that was miserable. Goodbye, Rally.
Among other things. Who's even out there to get for a first baseman?
Some of the big names in the market are Paul Konerko, Justin Morneau, Carlos Pena, and it's basically a cesspool of disappointment and broken dreams.
Well, they'd fit right in with the 2013 Yankees.
Michael
you can
Young
have Dan Johnson for free.
Michael Young.
Michael
Young is going to be a Yankee.
You know, I had...
I'm telling you right now.
I had that same thought run through my head earlier. And you've said this before.
You people need to let that die.
No, it's not dying.
It
die. I've been writing about this on the site for days
and
that Michael Young is going to be a Yankee.
What is he, 36?
I don't know.
He's in his 30s, though. We've confirmed that.
We've confirmed
that he's in his 30s. I think he is
36. Well, then, sign him up.
Yeah, get him on this team so we can be old and overpaid.
He'd break his neck falling off the plane.
Which also describes the 2013 Yankee season.
It wouldn't be that cut and dry. It'd be like, he got a paper cut getting off the plane that turned into gangrene and cost him both his limbs.
At this point, I'm convinced they'll break their ribs by eating a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios.
That would happen.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Well, a lot of people are saying Justin Morneau, but I don't know if the Twins would actually give him up.
I think the Twins would give him up. I mean, he's in the last year of his contract, and he doesn't really present much value to the Twins right now. The Twins aren't going anywhere. They're not really a contender in the American Central. I mean, they're not better than Detroit. Probably not better than Cleveland. So I feel like even though he's been a career Twin, he's been in Minnesota for 10 years now. I mean, this is the time to move him. The Astros moved Lance Berkman a few years ago. I feel like the Twins would probably be willing to move Justin Morneau if they want to build for their future. The question is, what would they want in return? And the salary relief could help, but I'd hesitate to really part with anyone of much value for Morneau.
Can't we just do the usual Jabba Nunez deal?
God, if only.
That's the standard, right?
If you get a warm body back, you're doing pretty well at that point.
Throw Hughes in, too. We'll feel generous.
I can't imagine Hawk losing Pauly.
Oh, no.
He wouldn't know what to do.
He'd probably... Oh, my... No. We can't get Konerko because then he'd probably, like, move into Yankee Stadium.
No, he would just sit there on the White Sox broadcast and be like, you gotta be bleeping me.
Seriously.
You gotta be bleeping me.
No!
I had that game at work. That was a pleasure.
Why did they trade Pauly? You gotta be bleeping me.
There's nothing quite like pure silence and vitriol from a professional broadcaster. When you can hear the silence and his frustration, when he just goes after, like, pop out after a bases loaded thing, just the no score. It's really like a bad movie. So Michael Young.
Boo. No.
Michael Young will be a Yankee, and everyone's going to hate it and cry. And that's what's going to happen, because he can play first base or something.
So you're saying you're calling it?
I'm calling it.
Oh, I'm calling it that if that happens, you can get off my site.
You're fired.
Your fate ties to Michael Young.
Yes.
I also saw a column that suggested Chase Utley.
Why?
Why would we want Chase Utley?
We need another guy who's broken all the time.
Well,
clearly.
Cano doesn't hustle.
The man's like a corpse.
Yeah. Move Cano to first.
Move Cano to shortstop. Move Utley to outfield.
Now we're thinking.
Put Vernon Wells in second.
No, and Hughes at first.
And Hughes at first.
Oh, now we're using
that
our brains.
That man would be a slugger.
Oh. Well, like I said, we can have Dan Johnson for free. That's exciting.
What does
Dan
that mean?
Hitting, though.
He can't hit, but he can draw a walk. Kind of.
And
sometimes.
Paper?
If we get game 162, that's when you use Dan Johnson.
Hey, well, there you go.
By draw a walk, do you mean like at bat or actually draw like someone's walk?
Thank you. Yes. Like on a piece of paper? Can you
draw
it?
Well, that's for you to figure out. I mean,
does he have a Twitter? We should ask him.
When they say that you can draw a walk, do you mean like literally? Or...
How good of an artist are you? Can you like paint me a picture, please?
Good thing we don't ask him to draw some runs.
Well, anyway, he's pretty bad, and there's really nobody else.
Randy Ruiz.
Bobby Wilson. Bobby Wilson could probably play first.
What does that mean?
Can someone teach J.R. Murphy first base? Or how about just move Stewart to first base?
Be what? No. J.R. Murphy should be catcher, and you can launch Austin Romine to the sun. Because that's where he's good. He shouldn't have to move for anybody.
Well, didn't they try him at third so we could play him at third and move Nix to first? Because
oh yeah, he was a third baseman for like a day or a year or something.
A minute.
Something.
So the options all kind of suck.
Another name I saw was Corey Hart, who's on the Brewers. He's interesting.
He's not alive.
No, he's not alive right now. That's the problem. He hasn't played a single game in 2013.
He hasn't played.
Haven't we met our quota on corpses?
Clearly we have not. We're considering Dan Johnson and Mike.
Take him right now. Take Corey Hart right now.
You people are compounding the problem. Your suggestions are bad.
Just acquire Mickey Mantle's bones.
The options are bad.
I'm sure Babe Ruth could suit up.
When I was watching Old Timers Day, I was like, you know, those aren't some bad options.
No. My dad seriously called me and was like, so can we get Bernie or something? I was like, what?
Bernie looked good, besides being fat.
He was like, he could probably still hit. DH?
Yeah.
He could never really run the bases anyway, so what's stick a little weight?
Stick him at first.
Yeah, this is pretty much what we're down to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Either of you guys know how to play first base?
What about Jabba? Can we put him?
God, he'd find a way to mess that up.
Well, he wouldn't move.
He'd probably eat the base. Just pick it up and eat it.
And in the middle of the game? Like, in the middle of a play? Like when
Jabba
he's
hungry.
Oh, God. Would he miss a pickoff throw because he's too busy eating the base?
You know what's funny is C.B. Buckner, if he was at first, he'd probably call the guy out. Because that's how umping works.
Yeah.
He couldn't touch the base because it would be in Jabba's stomach.
That's a strategy.
But, like, what if you touch Jabba's stomach?
I don't know if that counts.
Are you then?
The Jabba would go, and probably fist pump while doing it.
The Jabba fist pump. Rest
we don't
in peace.
Do that anymore because he sucks.
Speaking of the fist pump, you know, considering how terrible, I mean, like, really god awful Romine is, I really miss Cervelli.
Oh,
I
man.
Know.
He was doing so well,
that
and then
guy.
2013 picked him up and chewed him up and spit him out like the rest of our team.
I think he probably cried when he, like, left. It was just like, oh, puppy.
I did.
He's having such a good season.
I know. It's really rooting for him, too. Could bring back the heavenly pictures on the PSA.
Now he's probably going to come back and be disappointing.
Yeah, but at least it'll seem better than what we've gotten from Chris Stewart and Austin Romine. So.
Start the bookcase.
Bookcase.
We should start a contest on the site, like the 2013 Yankees slogan. I like what Jason just said. He'll probably come back and be terrible.
Well, the slogan on the site is now majority stakeholders in Centrum Silver.
And bubble wrap.
And bubble wrap.
Bravo. I enjoy that. I laughed. So what do we do with Jabba besides launching him into the sun with Romine?
I was just thinking we should just get rid of him now.
I mean, what is lost by DFAing him?
Nothing.
I mean, if this is any nothing, other reliever, maybe. He'd probably be gone by now. If this is Corey Wade last year, and then they got rid of Corey Wade, why is Jabba Chamberlain still on the team?
Because they can't find a forklift strong enough to lift him out?
But the thing is, the organization doesn't even like him anymore, so I don't understand why they're keeping him. Like, it's not like he's Phil Hughes. They don't like him. They dislike the fact that he's not good. And dislike the fact that he's annoying, and they all yell at him all the time. Why are they keeping him? I mean, if he's not good and they don't like him, what is he doing here?
He really brings nothing to the table at this point, especially when you've got Lord Preston Claiborne IV, you know, pitching gems almost every time he comes out.
I mean, at the very least, Jabba needs to be, like, the last guy out of the bullpen. He can't be pitching the seventh inning of a one-run game. Like, that can't happen.
Obviously, it can.
Well, I mean, it can, but it shouldn't in any world that makes sense.
So he's Sergio Mitre.
Yeah.
This is the world.
Actually.
Oh, this is the world we live in.
You just said my kryptonite right there.
I mean, think about it. You feel the same things you felt when Sergio Mitre entered a game, where it's like, well, Girardi gave up.
No, I certainly do boo Jabba now. He's replaced the Mitre level of booing.
You know that he's going to get put into a game where he's going to make whatever the deficit is, like, three times larger. So I would say that he is Sergio Mitre in a larger package.
He doesn't do anything.
So he's like, you're double, like a larger package. He's twice the Mitre.
Oh, God.
Double Mitre.
Mitre squared.
So he's like, if Chad got in, ate Sergio Mitre.
Oh, God. So he had he has a red beard?
He did have that mustache.
Yeah.
Just to throw a shout out to, you know, PSA member Nattering Bob. I feel so sorry for him, for he has two teams that he roots for in which Chad Gaudin has played on.
Oh.
Poor guy.
That's terrible.
Poor guy.
Seriously, either trade him or DFA him at this point. I mean, he serves no... We're throwing Sean Kelly out there, and he's doing more than Jabba at this point. And that's saying a lot.
Kelly was disappointing today, too. So he'll get you the random strikeout, but I don't know. It just wasn't good today. What's been scary is that apparently Dylan Betances has been doing decently in the bullpen in Scranton. So it's leading to scary thoughts.
Bring up Dylan. Yeah, he has.
You know we're going to see him this year.
You know what? Maybe he'd be better than Jabba. Maybe.
I mean,
2013 Yankees. To be worse. Maybe.
I mean, we've already got a kind of solid bullpen, and Jabba Chamberlain has no purpose in the bullpen, so why not bring Dylan Betances up and just see what happens?
Those are words you never thought you'd say.
I know.
2013.
Jabba Chamberlain's sort of like liquidy in a solid bullpen.
Ooh.
Okay, he's too gross to be comparing him to... Let's just not. Those visuals? No.
A liquid Jabba?
Okay. Can we not? Can we not?
I think she almost vomited.
I envision like a sweat pool.
Oh, ew, ew, ew.
With like lard or something. Grease dripping
God.
Out.
Okay, stop.
What's your fault? You guys brought it up.
So, yeah, Mason Williams looks good again.
It is true.
Yep.
The farm has been a little disappointing in the position player department, aside from J.R. Murphy.
Peter O'Brien.
Well, yeah, the catchers have been pretty good.
Sanchez has been fine. I don't know why he hasn't been promoted yet.
Greg Bird. He's been pretty good.
I don't think Sanchez has been promoted yet because I think they still want him to work on something defensively. Because he said, Mark Newman said that he needs to work on stuff in Tampa. I don't know what exactly, but that's what he said. That's why he hasn't been called up.
You know who hasn't been good? Cito Culver and Dontae Pettit Jr.
Ooh, the Bash Brothers.
They have been something.
Is there any hope for them?
I mean, they're repeating Charleston, and they're still hitting
terribly
along the Mendoza line. So
I would say there's hope for Cito if he becomes an ace pitcher, when he becomes a pitcher. But I would say that Dante Bichette's best chance is to start looking at college options.
Have you thought about college recently?
Start making life decisions.
That degree in philosophy is looking much better right now.
Yeah.
You gave the baseball thing a try. It was fun.
How about liberal arts?
I like
it. Oh, so am I, and I hate it.
I think Waffles here is the only one of us who's getting, like, a real, true, legit degree in terms of, you know, lawyering stuff.
Lawyering stuff.
Well, that's debatable. My undergraduate degree is pretty useless on its own.
Objection.
Overruled. But yeah, farm. At least the pitchers have been good.
DePaula. Including Dylan Betances at this point.
Yeah. Dylan.
This is our world.
At least there's Pineda. There's Pineda.
Yeah, we should talk about him. He's been pretty good.
He's been really good.
Like, excitingly good.
I will admit that I thought his career was probably over. Because that is a scary injury.
It was.
He seemed pretty dead.
And we had just traded my favorite prospect ever for him, and I was a little bit down about it. But he looks good, so.
Better than Jesus Montero right now.
Seriously.
God. Let's not talk about him anymore.
I think we're over that little joy and
yeah,
jaunt.
That.
Oh, Jose Campos is now Vicente Campos, I guess?
Yeah, he is.
Wait, what?
I don't believe that.
He's not Jose Campos anymore. He's Vicente Campos.
That's
no,
much better.
Vicente.
Well, it was like when Mike Stanton became Giancarlo.
Whoa. People need to stop changing their name late in the game.
I'd like to change my name.
No. You can't do it. You're too confusing.
It's danger, Cohen.
I'd like to change my name to Chris.
Just randomly.
Or I'll change to Michael. Michael.
No, we have too many. Too many Chris's, too many Michaels. We've reached the quota.
I'll change my name to Tanya Kirkland.
Well, that won't be confusing at all.
No, especially if anyone calls me Waffles.
This has been a weird tangent.
Listen, it's been a weird day. Tex is injured. Chapa sucks. Kelly can't strike anyone out. Ichiro's hitting home runs.
Yeah, Ichiro.
Yep.
He's now suddenly hot. All right. That's good.
How is it that our two, like, tiny, fast outfielders are now, like, power threats?
Because it's 2013.
Yeah, all those home runs had to come from somewhere, so the universe balanced it out.
Certainly wasn't coming from the catcher position, where it used to come from.
Oh, man.
He homered off Verlander, didn't
Nix?
He? Was
Nix?
It? I thought it's... Stewart.
No, it was Nix.
Stewart homered off somebody good.
Yes.
Yeah, I was actually at a game where Stewart homered off someone good.
I don't remember who it was now.
He homered off John Lester last year. I remember that. I will always
remember. Maybe that was it.
We're remembering last year's home runs for Chris Stewart now.
He hit his first double tonight.
Of and the year?
Yeah. He looked pretty dehydrated, actually, after he hit it.
He really did. He looked a little rough coming around first.
Again, how is that an injury?
Because it's 2013.
For God's sakes, just get him in the tub. I've been in the dugout. I've seen it. It's pretty fancy.
Just throw him in there.
Just get in the tub. Just go.
Just chuck him in the tub.
Oh, here's who Stewart has homered against this year. Josh Johnson, Bartolo Colon, and Hisashi Iwakuma.
Okay, well, I retract.
Oh, Iwakuma's damn good.
Well, yeah.
And Josh Johnson, well, used to be good.
Is good at times.
And Bartolo Colon.
It's really
is
the
fat.
Health.
He is fat.
He's like double Jabba.
That's hashtag analysis, people. He is fat.
Hiroki Kuroda, he looks good against the Rangers.
He looks good against almost everyone.
True. Probably the best pitcher. He's weird.
Kuroda is really good. He always gets matched up with Yu Darvish. I think that's funny.
That's intentional, I think.
Scheduling oddities.
That was his second start against Darvish. He did one last year.
Yeah. Well.
He lost that one.
That's a lot.
But he won this one.
So they're even.
He knows how to win. He knew that Jason Nix would hit a solo homer against Yu Darvish after 100 pitches and Ron Washington sleeping in the dugout.
Well, it was hot yesterday.
Joe Torre did it. Why can't Wash do it? He's usual now.
It's hot. And it's a long night.
Leave Ron Washington alone.
Oh, man.
I miss Jeter.
Who?
Jeter.
What's the Derek?
I don't know who that is. He turned 39 today.
Yes.
My God. He's old. And we're hoping him coming back will save the season.
2013 Yankees.
Yay. That will be the narrative if they make the playoffs. Jeter captained them in.
Yay.
I mean, I don't really care what the narrative is while they make playoffs at this point. You can make the narrative that someone had a monkey locked in a basement once they started winning, and
whoa.
I don't really care.
That's more A-Rod territory.
A-Rod, animal abuse, monkey.
Dude, weird things.
A trained monkey red-weddinged a bunch of people at A-Rod's house, and the sacrifice was what led the Yankees to the playoff in a bout of black magic.
If we weren't recording a podcast right now, I totally would have made the loud monkey sound.
The loud monkey sound.
What is that?
To imitate, like, a red wedding. Like, if you imagine just monkeys killing people.
No, I think you have to do it now.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Hope you didn't have your volume up. You had your earphones in.
We might have to edit that out.
Or you weren't driving.
Batting now for the Yankees. A monkey.
Put him at shortstop.
No, we should get that penguin from the Rays.
True.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'd probably do some damage.
Well, no, because it's probably a hipster penguin now, because it's hanging out with Joe Maddon, and I don't want a hipster penguin on the team.
Yeah, don't you live in Williamsburg?
Close to it.
Oof. Hipsters deep.
Yep. Knee deep in hipsters.
Penguin, better than Reed Brignac, who is gone.
Better than, like, four nights.
Who the hell played shortstop for us tonight?
Alberto Gonzalez.
Hey, God!
Oh, right.
What?
What is happening? You're gonna cause people to, like, wreck their vehicles and keep screaming.
That wasn't me this time.
I know.
That was me. Yeah.
Listening to a nice, relaxing Yankees podcast.
There's nothing nice and relaxing about the 2013 Yankees.
No.
They're like a consistent Cars for Kids commercial.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
That would be the best way to describe this season, I think. It's like listening to that song continuously.
Oh, man.
I'm not singing it. I refuse.
I have sung along to it. In my car.
We all have at one point.
That's happened.
No, we have not.
You don't know what we're talking about.
You're right, so I know that I haven't.
Exactly.
You will, though. You will.
Someday.
You would sing the Foligno and Barnes, Greg.
Oh, that is one of the best jingles ever.
Yeah.
I'm resisting the urge to sing it right now.
Oh, let's talk about the Yankees or something.
Maybe they should just hire that creepy Who But WB Mason guy.
To do what?
I don't know.
He can sit in the chair that's playing one of the positions. I think lefty.
I would be okay for the WB Mason guy to manage the team.
He's good with kids.
He is good with kids. Too good, but good.
But we don't really have kids to manage, so how is he with, like, old
people? There's David Adams.
He doesn't want anything to do with old people. He's into kids.
What other positions do we need besides a first baseman at this point?
All of them.
All of them?
Everyone but Brett Gardner and Robinson Cano.
Post Ichiro at this point.
I guess Ichiro could stay.
I was discussing this with someone on Twitter, I think. You know, in terms of Ichiro, even though if he can't hit much except for streaks, at least he plays solid defense.
He does show up for that.
That is true.
And when your team can only manage one or two runs, it's nice to know that your outfield isn't going to give up many runs with Gardner and Ichiro out there.
If only Vernon Wells could give us something.
He hit that double that one time.
He's given us...
That one time. He's fixed.
In April. Apologize.
Yes. He's the new Russell Martin.
Well, hey, How about Zoilo Almonte?
Oh, yes. I'm so happy Zoilo is up.
Yeah, that guy. He's hitting stuff. Being good.
Awesome.
For now.
Hey, we said the same thing about David Adams. Then, what was it, a week later?
It was a week later. And he's still playing.
Ugh. Zoilo is no longer hitting 600, unfortunately.
No.
For now.
He's just waiting.
He'll get it back up.
He's just waiting.
I'll say this. I mean, this year has been fascinating in terms of all the people who wanted to see the minor kids come up, and now, well, here are most of them, and, well, yeah.
We kind of got nothing.
That's it.
Yep. Let the kids play. Nope.
When the kids are playing, they're not impressing, really. Other than Preston.
Well, they're impressing. Just not in a good way.
Romine is impressively awful.
He has impressed me with his terrible.
One of the worst hitters in Yankees history already. He's up there with Will Nieves.
Will Nieves, my god.
And Dale Sveim.
Is that how you pronounce that?
I don't know. I think so.
It's Sveim.
Okay, I thought it was Sveim.
Yeah, that sounds more legit.
1998 Yankees at Dale Sveim. And they won 114 games anyway. I miss.
They had Shane Spencer.
The home run dispenser.
Yeah. Oh. Miss that guy.
I didn't miss him after 98.
Why is he not showing up for Alzheimer's Day? Come on, man.
Didn't he, like, get drunk with Kareem Garcia while they were on the Mets and, like, do something that got them arrested?
No, don't talk bad about him. I'm pretty sure that's what happens.
You do realize there's now a chance that Kevin Youkilish could show up for Yankees Alzheimer's Day.
Oh, no. Man.
I don't think he'll be invited.
He played several games for the Yankees and died. He lost his back, and it was gone.
A nuke from Uke.
He nuked that season. I got it. Jabba Chamberlain at Old Timers Day. Ugh. Yeah.
I mean, maybe people will remember his 2007 fondly.
Remember the 2007 when he did this crazy thing in like 20 innings.
Remember the midges.
Oh God.
No.
Remember them.
Forever. Michael Kay would be there talking about them. Midges, no.
They'd roll the video and. Be great.
I have a legitimate question. What is Corbin Joseph's injury right now?
Death?
Suck it.
I have no idea.
Zombie brain eating?
No. He's been eating brains nonstop and they can't figure out why.
So he's on the disabled list.
They just DL'd him.
No, minor league injuries are so sketchily reported that there's really no telling. I mean, he could be fine. They do that all the time.
Yeah, it's like no. It's a well known fact that like people could just like go on the disabled list for nothing.
They send you to Staten Island, quote unquote.
Do you still get paid?
Luke Merton got sent down from AAA to Staten Island
for like a week for no reason. He was fine.
Do they still get paid?
I would guess so.
Well, that's living the dream.
I don't know how much of the dream it is.
A little bit of the dream.
If I got paid for being injured, last year would have been a blast.
Yeah, but they're not injured. They're just kind of like sitting.
I'll take that too.
Just kind of sitting. Do nothing.
But yeah, Corbin Joseph has been gone for a while.
A long time.
They were like, yeah, you're not really good right now, so why don't you just go take a little vacay?
Take a seat.
So, what should the Yankees do at first base? I mean, they can't stay with Wile Overbay the whole season.
Can't they?
Can't they?
I dare them.
I dare them to do it.
Do you think?
I think they can.
Do you think they should do that?
No, but, I mean, you said they can't. and I think they can.
Well, on a serious note, I would rather them not acquire someone for actual real prospects if, like, the Yankees are not going to, like, actually make a run for it.
If yeah, they but think you they can't, can... like, decide that now.
Exactly. If they think they can actually compete, sure. Like, I mean, you know, if they can find Paul Konerko where they're just like, yeah, we'll just take all the money and, like, not give you any prospects, do that. That's cool.
If that's the real problem, they can compete. I mean, they're still in this race.
No, it's the most bizarre thing. Poorly
offensive as they've been.
And they're still in it.
I mean, I know Zach McAllister is no real prize, but, you know, we went out and got Austin Kearns for a few months.
What is that? What is and why?
I just fear that we're going to do that again. We're like, give up a solid yet not spectacular piece for of somebody who...
Well, like Mark Melanson for Lance Berkman.
Right. Like, you know, neither of those guys are, you know, setting the world on fire, but we got nothing for them, really. So,
yeah.
That kind of sucks. Especially Kearns, like...
Kearns is awful.
We really didn't get anything for that.
Nope.
I think, you know, speaking of awful players, I think Sterling and Susan like themselves some Austin Kearns.
Probably. They would.
Austin Powers won out.
I think I remember them. I think I remember them praising Kearns like they do Knicks right now, which is pretty spectacular considering how much praise Jason Nix gets.
He does something every game.
He did something today.
He did do something today.
Rally.
You just have to watch the game, John.
This is proof that you can't look at stats. You have to watch the game.
What was that? The cybermetrics?
Cybermetrics. Oh my god. Susan Waldman here.
That is a fantastic Susan Waldman.
Hi, John.
Oh.
Cybermetrics.
And with that, the podcast, like the season, died.
So I'd like to thank...
Well, you should tell Matt, our esteemed scribe, happy birthday. This is his birthday.
Oh, it's not for wrenching.
Today. I don't think I said that right.
Yeah. Should we give him a John Sterling home run call for his birthday?
If you got one, I'm sure he would.
Oh, Matt, with the bat! Farron chucks one out of here. And this podcast is over. Happy birthday.
Oh, John. John. Greg. Matt Farinchik does something every game. That's why you have to watch the game.
Spectacular players.
Those cybermetrics people don't know what they're talking about. And Roger Clemens.
There it is.
Roger Clemens is in George Steinbrenner's box. He's in my box, too.
And that's the best birthday present ever.
Oh, my God. What have I done?
So, that's Mark Teixeira. That's the Yankees. And that's a mess right now.
Oh, I'm sure there's more to come.
What happened to this podcast?
It got a bit silly.
Oh, thank you, and good night.